Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Little kids, I don't care if they're Baptist or Catholic or Presbyterian or Pentecostal or Lutheran. Little bitty kids, you play music, what's going to happen? They're going to dance. Do they care what it looks like?
No.
Nope. What do they do? They going to dance. Are you supposed to be like that?
Yes.
That wasn't everybody. Are you supposed to be that way?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Are they concerned about it might be a sensual dance?
No.
They don't know what that is. Oh, that might be ungodly dancing. How can you look at a little child dancing and say, that's ungodly? We don't believe in dancing. Well, they do.
Yeah.
They do. And they're having fun.
Yeah.
Right? They're having fun. You know what little children do? They laugh. They laugh a lot. Let me read you something. One individual, I guess this is a child psychologist, they noticed this. They said, it's been reported that 5-year-old children laugh an average of 113 times a day. Well, how many hours is in a day? So how many laughs is that minimum per hour? They're laughing at minimum 4 or 5 times an hour. Minimum. How many adults go an hour and don't laugh? Have 0 laughs. Now see what people will say, well, now, Brother Keith, little children don't know about taxes. And they don't know about marriage. And they ain't got my boss man, Brother Keith. Well, it ain't Brother Keith that told you to change. The Lord told you to change that. Didn't he? And become like a little child, a little child. They said little children, they laugh an average of 113 times a day. But by the time most people reach 44 years of age, that number drops to only 11 times. They went from 113 to 11 a day. And a lot of people ain't making their 11. Are they? They're not. There are people going months and not laughing. And they're paying for it too. Their systems are paying for it. I'm talking about their physical systems. Their body's paying for it. How many remember the Bible says a merry heart does good? This is not just a figure of speech now. It does good just like a natural medicine, because it is a medicine. It is. And a lot of people in different fields are finding it out today. And it's being prescribed. It is. If you think that's funny, you just don't know. I know of people that the doctors have told them, go get funny videos and watch them and laugh. Well, you wouldn't have to have a video to laugh. You could just laugh. Laughing is an alternative to crying. It's an option you have. Every time you feel like crying or you start to cry, it actually is real easy to change a crying to a laugh. Y'all look like you don't believe what I'm saying. Do you have a choice whether you yield to depression or whether by faith you step out in joy? Is the joy of the Lord your strength? A few weeks ago, I hurt my back. I mean, I wrenched the pudding out of it. I was doing a physical thing, and man, I knew by the time I did, uh-oh. And I mean, it was really, you know, you couldn't stand, couldn't bend. And every time you go to move, whoo, serious pain. And up out of my spirit, the pain hit me, and I'd laugh. Up out of my spirit. And then I started laughing because I was laughing. I thought, you laugh because you hurt? But the Holy Ghost was leading me. In a week's time, I was perfect. I know I healed up. You're supernaturally fast. But that's how he led me. I'd go to do something and go, ooh, ha, 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 ha. I did like that for a week. And I mean just a miracle of healing. Just like that. The Lord taught me that years ago in healing school. We had days the Lord led me this way. The Bible said in Job, at destruction and at famine, thou shalt laugh. That is the faith response. The fear response is to cry. They diagnose you with cancer. Some of y'all are seeing what I'm talking about. Somebody said, now, Brother Keith, that ain't funny. Yeah, I know. You're all growed up. You're all mature. And defeated. But my Brother Keith, this is serious. This is serious. You know, people get mad because you don't get depressed with them about their situation sometimes. When you don't understand, Brother Keith, this is no laughing matter. This is serious. This is life and death. Yeah, serious fear, serious unbelief. But for the faith man or woman at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. We did it. I don't know. Many a day we did it. I'd teach on it for an hour or two, as I do. And then we'd tell the people, we'd begin to act on it. I'd say, you know, so-and-so, you stand up. We're in healing school. Most of the people there diagnosed with something serious. I said, you know, what did the doctors tell you? What did the devil tell you? The devil told you you're going to die. You know what's been going on? And they'd get up and sometimes start sad. And the whole bunch would just laugh and laugh and laugh. Yeah, Brother Keith, they told me I had 3 days to live. And the whole place would just go, ha, 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 ha. They'd laugh. Somebody said, that don't sound right. I know the Lord has chosen what the world calls foolish to confound the wise. And I have seen people that got up and they were kind of miffed about it. They looked around like, that ain't funny. And when they did, people just laughed the harder. They just laughed harder. And we'd have them come down and stand at the front. I have seen people over the course of 30 minutes quit taking their self and the illness so seriously, which means you have more faith in it to kill you than you do in God to heal you. Yeah. And begin to laugh with the people and just see the heaviness come off of them. And I've seen people healed, standing right there laughing, healed of so-called terminal diseases. I've seen it again and again and again. I've seen it. They said they're going to lay you off at work. Is that right? Well, ha ha. What do little kids do? They laugh. They think everything's funny. Is that right? And they just laugh. Are you supposed to be that way?
Yes.
Can you be that way?
Yes.
Now, it's sad, but there are people here and there are people watching me and they go, well, now, Brother Keith, that's just not me. I don't feel like that and I don't run around acting a fool laughing all the time. Yeah, and you ain't no fun to be around. But get this now. You used to be that way. You used to be that way. Oh, help us, Lord. You did? You used to be the dancingest, hollernest, laughingest little dude. I mean, you would shriek with joy over macaroni and cheese. I mean, just be happy all day. Is that right? Now all this stuff that you've matured into later is not an improvement. It's not. Whoo! Glory to God. Become as a little child. Little child. And very specific, he talked about, not in knowledge, he's talking about in understanding, but he's talking about in malice, in evil, in anything that's bad, you're to be childlike concerning it. If it's bad, you're to be like a little child. Little children don't worry. Do they? You don't go out to the sandbox and the little one's just sitting there like this. And not pushing their truck or playing with their dog. You go, baby, what's wrong? Have you seen the price of gas? Do you have any idea what a college education is going to cost by the time I get to be 17 or 18? But see, people think that's part of growing up, is you become responsible. And you have to worry about, no, you never have to worry. In fact, it is forbidden in the scriptures, and Christians who are doing it are sinning.
Amen.
Being responsible has got nothing to do with being afraid or worrying. Amen. Nothing. It's actually a form of pride. Acting like you could control it anyway.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Greatest in the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402F. That's R1402F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.